Hello everyone, this is Ron with Creation Lightship Healing, and our session tonight is about healing from the light beings up on the Creation Lightship. And so if you'd like to give a phone call about what we do and different services or any questions that you have regarding the ascension process or different healings that these light beings do for you, call in maybe 10 to 15 minutes after the hour. That would be great. And so what we'll do first here is just kind of describe the Creation Lightship. It comes here once every 2,000 years. And last time it was here was with Jesus, and it performed his teachings and healings through him. And so he was, in a sense, here holding the space, the spirit of Jesus, and other divine beings walked into his body to do different types of healings and different types of teachings. And when he would perform his healings, the people were then transported to the Creation Lightship, just like we're doing in today's time, 2,000 years later, and the same processes occur. It was probably a little bit easier for him back then because of less densities into our body, because at that time our physical bodies only had 2,000 years of density. And now, because the people back then did not shift, because the earth did not choose to do the shift in consciousness to another dimension, we now are carrying 4,000 years of density, so it's a little rougher for us this time to do this shift. And what they do is just beautiful healings on us. What I'll do now is just do a emotional healing. And these light beings are now going to be facilitating this, so whoever is listening now, just kind of sit back and relax. And the emotional healing is what I feel the most important type of healing that I do for everyone, because it eliminates your past traumas in this lifetime out of your energetic system. It clears away the charges that we have. So let's just say you had a car accident 15 years ago, and each time you drive by that certain location, your body kind of tenses up and you get afraid. Well, that's because you're holding on to these emotional energies of fear, and the traumas then will be, you know, transmitted back to your body again, and you get put into this state of fear. And this is very detrimental to your body, because the body is still trying to release these energies. On this emotional clearing, what I do is go back 1 year at a time, and I go back into the womb, and it clears away all of the traumas, the charges of the traumas that you've experienced in your physical body and your mental body, and your emotional body, and also your spirit. And so all these are cleared so that your spirit can be the divine connection for better healing for you. So we're going to go right now from this year back to your last birthday. So here we go. Sixth chakra replaces zero charge. Fifth replaces zero charge. Fourth replaces zero charge. Third replaces zero charge. Second replaces zero charge. First replaces zero charge. Next year back, one full year. Sixth chakra replaces zero charge. Fifth replaces zero charge. Fourth replaces zero charge. Third replaces zero charge. Second replaces zero charge. First replaces zero charge. And we'll go back one more year. Just kind of relax. Take a deep breath. Sixth chakra replaces zero charge. Fifth replaces zero charge. Fourth replaces zero charge. Third replaces zero charge. Second replaces zero charge. First replaces zero charge. And I'll do one more year for you here. So, sixth chakra replaces zero charge. Fifth replaces zero charge. Fourth replaces zero charge. Third replaces zero charge. Second replaces zero charge. First replaces zero charge. Okay, and just kind of close your eyes now and look at something that happened to you within the last couple of years that caused you emotional upsetness, emotional trauma, stress, something that happened to you that you're kind of afraid to look at because you don't want to bring up the old issue, but it will be released from you. It'll look like somebody else's movie, and it'll be very, very distant to you. So just take a look at it right now, and I'll give you about a half a minute to do so. Okay, so as you're looking at this scenario that happened, it should, like I said, be very distant to you. You should feel kind of no anxiety or fear involved with the situation. It should feel like somebody else's movie, like, this happened to me, oh well, just let it go now. There's no reason to hang on to it any longer. So you still have the memory of what happened. You still have the reason why it happened and what you learned by this experience. But it's no longer on the plate in front of you, we'll say, to cause you more emotional trauma. And these clearings are very, very important for the ascension process because you need to be in your body for the ascension. And these clearings definitely help you do that because your spirit cannot and will not come into density. And all these energies from the emotions are basically stored judgment that you have in your body. And these judgments resurface throughout one's lifetime, because the body will want to heal itself of these past situations. And the situations may be from your ancestors and your genetics. So basically what we're dealing with in each lifetime is not really our own thoughts that created our reality. It's the reality of our ancestors that are resurfacing in today's reality for us. So they say everything is past life, which is true. And that could be a second ago. But more so, it's actually from our ancestors' programming. So we're dealing with it in this lifetime. All of their, say, negative situations in their lifetimes are now coming forward. And this happens each lifetime through each body that's created. It's dealing with the energies from its ancestors. And your spirit, or soul, whatever word you wish to use there, comes into your body to help the body do its healing process. And it's only here because of that. And unfortunately, most people on the planet are trapped here in this 3D reality because the dark side wants to keep your energy here to use your emotional energies to live on. So people have been here for, you know, 10 to 50,000 years, if not longer, in this process. And you get stuck into this reincarnation loop, and you're here. So this is one way to release yourself from these energies, is to have these clearings. And if you have the clearings done, it takes about 1 hour to do approximately. I charge $5 for each year of your life. So we'll say if you're 30 years of age, it's $5 times 30, it's $150. And you're cleared. It's a one-time permanent healing. You don't have to go over it again. And the nice thing is that if you wish to go to another practitioner, maybe having some acupuncture done or any other type of therapy, these healings that they're doing will work quicker and faster on you because you have the densities released from you. So like I said, this is the most important healing that I do for people. The light beam doctors facilitate this. Normally when I work with someone one-on-one over the telephone, and all my healings are over the telephone, except now we're on the radio here on the BBS station here on the internet. But everything is done over the phone. And when you go up to the light ship, if you do physical healings with me, that's where they do the physical healings. And the light beings do these healings through me. I'm connected to you and then from me to you. And the light beings are actually pulling out a complete database on you up there. Normally there's at least 3 to probably 8 light being doctors. You could use the term masters working with us during these healings. This is why these healings are instantaneous. And they're not anything near or close to what we have here on this planet as far as earthly healings. These are the true divine energies working with you. And these are all first cause energy from creation. So if anyone would like to call in for a question or so, you can do that now. And I'll continue on here. We're going to do another healing. And this healing will be on your mental body. And the mental body is like defragmenting your home computer. It can allow you to think quicker and faster. It can eliminate in most people the mind chatter that they have, so it can quiet your mind down. and it can just eliminate mental stress. So this is the same process. So we're going to go from right now in time back to your last birthday. So here we go. And just again, sit back and relax and take some deep breaths now. And you may feel some energy being worked with inside of your head, around your head. They do work with the sixth chakra too, and they do work with crown energies. So here we go. Sixth chakra replaced to zero charge. Fifth replaces zero charge. Fourth replaces zero charge. Third replaces zero charge. Second replaces zero charge. First replaces zero charge. Now we're going back one full year from your last birthday. Sixth chakra replaces zero charge. Fifth replaces zero charge. Fourth replaces zero charge. Third replaces zero charge. Second replaces zero charge. First replaces zero charge. Now we're going back one more year again. Sixth chakra replaces zero charge. Fifth replaces zero charge. Fourth replaces zero charge. Third replaces zero charge. Second replaces zero charge. First replaces zero charge. And one more year. Sixth chakra replaces zero charge. Fifth replaces zero charge. Fourth replaces zero charge. Third replaces zero charge. Second replaces zero charge. First replaces zero charge. There. So again, just sit back and kind of enjoy this healing here. Allow it to soak into you. I'll give you about 30 seconds here again to experience this healing. And just kind of think of some thoughts that you have. Kind of see how your mind is working. You should be able to think a little faster. You may have, the absence of mind chatter. And I'll let you have this time just to experience this. And see you back in about a half a minute. Okay, and what we'll do now is another type of healing. We'll do some entity releasing from people. Like I said, this show is all about divine healing. It's kind of where the masters are here from the creation life shift to come and help you do healing. So they don't really offer any type of tools for anybody. They just do the work for you. And if you're open and are able to kind of understand that they're here to assist us, you'll be able to have your beautiful healings here. And what happens is some people request a healing and it doesn't happen, and that's more than likely because they're dealing with energies that they haven't dealt with yet. So the condition already was caused by the emotional body, and then it manifested into the physical. And that could take us, 20 to 50 years to have an illness. And so sometimes, asking for a certain healing, it's maybe more difficult to have it released from you, in 5 or 10 minutes. But the emotions are what need to be cleared to allow your spirit to bring in the divine energy to you. And that's how the divine masters work. And the beings on the light ship, they work with you physically on the ship, and you're bilocated out of time, and so you're there physically just like you're here. And they can fix you up there on the ship. I'll give you an example of what happened to one lady. I was at an event and she came to my booth, and I do 10-minute sessions for $20 when I go out to different events. And so I was there and she came over and I looked at her, and her one side of her face was kind of sagging down like she had a stroke, but she didn't have a stroke. It was just stress, and her eye was almost closed, and her eyelid was kind of twitching a little bit. And so I took her up on the ship, and within probably a minute or two, instantly she goes, "Oh man, my face is okay." And I looked at it, and yeah, her face was perfect. So they corrected her up there, and she was in that beautiful energy, in the cocoon energy here, back and forth, because we're beamed up continuously. And we're taken up when we're not here, since we're vibration, we're turned on and off, on and off, on and off. And so when she materialized down here each time, just like we do continuously anyway, she was actually healed. But what happened was she didn't deal with her emotional baggage that caused her problem that she's probably had for about 10 years. And throughout the day, her face started to sag a little bit more. And so I'm just assuming that maybe after a week's time, it probably was back to where it was before because she didn't deal with her issue. So the light beings up there do the healings, but it's up to us to be able to get rid of the reason why it was created to begin with. And this is how they facilitate us with these emotional healings. So what I'm going to do right now is a healing on us. We're going to get rid of entities. This is very, very important because you want to be more whole in your body. Most people are 20% in their bodies and 80% entities. So if you're not in your body, who is? And they come in and they cause us havoc. They can do whatever they need to do or like to do in our bodies. So some days you may feel like you're not yourself. Well, that's the reason, because something else is operating your body and not your spirit. So, you know, it's like lights on, nobody home. So here we go. We're just taking away entities right now, and you may feel energies leave your body. And they're coming out of you right now. There we go. And more is coming out. And like I said, there's nothing for you to do. The divine is working with you to get rid of these. So it doesn't matter if you believe in any type of religious, I guess I should use the word dogma, but any type of religious belief you don't have to have. You don't have to believe in any type of God. These energies are automatically going to help you because you are connected to the divine through your spirit. And you were created as a light being, and they recognize that. So doesn't matter what you believe in this lifetime and how you were taught these beliefs. It doesn't make any difference. They help you anyway. So now we're going to bring back more of your spirit energy. A lot of entities have left. And so what you have now is like a void inside of you. So your parts of your spirit are with you, but now you have like little holes in you where these entities were living, the little houses, and we're going to now bring back spirit fragments that left from pain and trauma. I'll kind of describe how that works. Let's say you're walking and you happen to stub your toe. Well, as soon as you stub your toe, whatever is looking out of your eyes at that particular moment feels that pain that you have. And you may look down and see maybe a bloody toe or something, which causes you fear. And all of a sudden, the little spirit in you goes, "Man, I'm out of here," and it just takes off. Then another one comes up and looks, and it gets traumatized too, and it leaves. And so it'll stay out of you. Your spirit won't come present, or it'll get chased away maybe for 15 minutes until the pain goes away. Now, in the same process, your emotional body now takes over, and it looks at it, and now it goes into the fear mode. And now that imprints back into your physical body of more trauma. And your emotional body is initially trying to heal the physical body, and the physical body is trying to heal the emotional body. And it gets kind of in a big vicious circle, and a big cycle happens, and all of a sudden you end up with more blockages. And then what happens is, because you have physical pain with your toe, that's going to draw to you all the entities around that had a toe problem. So you could be drawing thousands of entities to you that maybe had the same problem that you're having right now because they recognize the pain, like attracts like. And so now instead of having your poor little spirit, which is maybe only 20% of your body trying to heal your toe, it's now healing these entities that are attached to you, taking away your life force energy from your toe. So they're now living on your spiritual energy. And eventually, they may come to you, come back into your body. They may like your body, or they may just leave after they got their charge of energy from your spirit. And so that's kind of how the system works, the way I see it. So what we're doing now is bringing back to you your spirit fragments that left from these traumas that you've experienced. And they can leave through anger. They can leave through taking drugs. Anything that alters your mind, makes you not conscious, leaves you wide open for entities to come in. And that's including meditation when you go out of your body, unless you seal your body. And that's a whole different process. So you better know what you're doing when you meditate so that you can seal your body so nothing comes into you. It's a lot easier to have information brought to you rather than going out of your body. I've seen a lot of people who meditate all the time for hours and hours, and their eyes are always glossed over, which is very sad because they're not home, and they kind of stuck on the trap of meditating all the time to release themselves from the trauma that's here on this earth, and it's not easy to live here. So I do have sympathy for people like that, because just living here on this earth plane is difficult. So on a count of 10, and all these little spirits that you've had that left are going to come back to you, and you should start to feel heavier during this process. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And do a little more clearing on these entities. You all feel very good right now. It feels like you're at least 50% in your body, if not more. And that's great. Now, it's up to you to hold this energy. And so you want to keep doing what I'm doing daily. And you want to get to at least 80% in your body. And you should get up to 100%. But if you can sit 80%, your whole life will work better for you. If you have a mirror, you might look in a mirror after this next part of the healing here in the next couple of minutes. Even look at it now, right now, and your eyes will be much brighter. Here we go, bringing more of you to yourself. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And you should feel a little heavier in your body as your spirit's integrating with your physical body to produce healings. You may have tingles, which means that this life force energy from the divine is now being transferred from the divine to your spirit into your physical body. And just kind of sit back and relax for about a half a minute and just feel how it feels to be in your body. And I'll be back in about a half a minute here. Okay, so I'll talk about the energy that's coming in right now. About probably 5 days ago, the light ship is working with energies off-planet, quite a ways out, and they're working with energies that were not created by the light, and they're giving them the opportunity to come into the light if they wish, and they're also helping to eliminate mind control that we have here. And I won't get too much into that, but I've had a lot of phone calls from people feeling a little strange the last maybe week. And I had just many, I probably had 100 people contact me, so it's been quite a bit. And just know that, you know, what's happening is this energy that is not of the light, I'll use the word darkness energy, is starting to lose its control here. I won't say it's going to be gone completely, but the main thing is the mind control that they're transmitting here off planet from some other universes that are controlling us from the ascension process, keeping us from being there, okay, are being eliminated. Creation is now claiming its territory over again. And this is just part of the ascension process. It happens every 2,000 years. So it's just nothing that's brand new, but it just goes on every 2,000 years when the creation light ship comes to help us out. So the process may be that you may feel yourself having more mental freedom, and you could feel even more constricted because the darkness that is having a hold on you doesn't want to let go. And so either way could happen. So just know that this process, so I'm told, will happen for the next 5 days approximately. And it could be up to 7 days. But basically this is what's going on right now. So plus being almost a full moon, we have a lot of strange energies here anyway. So just kind of hang in there and just see yourself moving forward spiritually. And also physically, because these energies are going to help your body become more in tune with the spiritual aspects of your spirit. And what I'd like you to do, if you have your computer on, somebody just called in, I think. Do you have a caller, please? Okay, maybe not.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes, hi, good evening. I can't hear you that well on my phone, but I'll relay my question. Greetings to you this evening and to our friends on the light ship. This is Drew in Connecticut.
Oh, hi, Drew.
Hi. I have a question, and perhaps it relates to the mind energy. I do listen to some other internet radio talk shows, and there seems to be this intuitive foreboding about the end times, particularly with, not to talk about politics, but about the Middle East crisis now involving Russia and China. And I'm just wondering, is this part of that negative universal energy that's preventing our ascension, to be specific?
Yeah, stay on the line for a minute. I don't know. I'm not involved with the political aspects and what the ship does politically and the governments.
Okay.
So I'm not privileged to that information.
All right.
I really can't indicate that one way or the other. I'm just involved with helping people heal to become more in their bodies.
I see.
But I know is that they are doing a lot of battling now, if you want to use that term, with the dark side. And a lot of these energies from the dark are turning into light. They have a choice to, basically they shouldn't be here to begin with, number one, okay? And the ones that are here have the choice to become light beings, have a soul, have a spirit, and to be re-cleansed, and they'll help them all they can if they wish to do that. They just have to give their permission. Or if they choose to stay here and cause us havoc through situations that we have on our planet here, then the light ship is going to terminate them because they can't allow these negative forces to take over creation.
Right. And in essence, what we've done tonight is just we filled our void with more of the healing spirit and have released some of our negative entities. Is that, in your opinion, what we were working on this evening earlier?
Yes, that is correct. Yeah, what I was doing is bringing more of you to yourself, the part of you that was 100% in your body when you were initially born, And naturally, like I said, through the school of hard knocks, you know, we get separated. So I'm bringing everybody back into their bodies more to experience more of their spirit, their soul, and their body, so they can be on their spiritual path more. And also, that's how your body heals. Your body only heals through your spirit. You can go to any practitioner, and the bottom line is your spirit is what gives you the conduit for the divine to work to your body. The practitioner may be able to bring in their light energy, maybe into your body, we'll say doing Reiki, for instance, but your spirit is the one that is the conduit for that.
Do you know about the Merkaba? Or is that part of the light energy from the light ship?
Oh, very definitely, yes. Very, very definitely.
Okay, because I do practice the Merkaba meditation, so I'm assuming that is enhancing the light ship energy.
Yes, that is, every cell in your body has that in it. That's like the mathematical formula for creation, in a sense.
Wonderful. And for our listeners, and tonight, will you be doing a chakra clearing for us this later?
Yes, I'll do that next. That was coming up next, so you must be on the same page as me. So there we go.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much for calling, Drew.
Blessed of the evening. Bye-bye.
Is it Drew or Derek?
Drew.
Drew. Thank you, Drew.
Derek's my brother.
Okay.
We're on the same
page.
We're going
to do a chakra clearing now. And again, this is the Creation Lightship helping you. And I always go to the heart chakra first. And we're going to do a chakra alignment. The chakras can turn in directions, we'll say. Just picture your chakra like as a like a tube. And it can point upwards or downwards, or can be spun around backwards, just different directions. So just being very simplistic here. So we're going to go now to your heart chakra and reposition that energy so it's in perfect alignment to your physical body, because these chakras are invisible and they do give energy flow to your complete body system, body organs. So here we go. Heart chakra, moving that around. Perfect. Throat chakra, moving that. And you may feel energy in your body move. It depends how sensitive you are. If you don't feel anything at all, it's still working. So having the feelings and sensing is not a prerequisite to having healings done on you. And third eye now. There we go. And power chakra. Good. And second chakra. Good. And first chakra. Good. And I don't work with the crown chakra. That normally is fine. I'm just working with the physical body, which is the first six chakras. Now we're going to do an opening now, and if you're in a safe place, a quiet place, without a lot of background noise, you may want to have them opened up, and we'll open them up to body width. People get more sensitive when they're open more, and you run more energy through your body. So here we go. Going to the heart chakra, front and back, and I use the word spin, and it'll go to body width right now, so spin, 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 open. Good. Throat chakra, front and back. Spin, 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 open. Good. Third eye, front and back. Spin, 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 open. Good. And now we're going down to your power chakra, solar plexus. Spin, 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 spin. Good. And second chakra on your navel. Spin, 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 open. And first chakra, base of your spine. Spin, 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 open. There, now you should feel a lot more energy going through your body right now. And you should feel a little calmer, possibly, a little more together. And what we're going to do next is, if you can go to your computer and look at your monitor screen. And Don put up the beautiful light beam for me. This is just wonderful. And this light beam is from the light ship. She's drawn by one of the ladies who was on one of my conference calls, who saw her up there. So what I'd like you to do is to go to the index page. You can also click on her, but the other picture is a little more centered, okay? So go to the index page. And across from the microphone on the right-hand side, you're going to see a listing of different shows, okay? And you're going to see Creation Lightship Healings. And click on that. And it's even with the top line that goes from left to right, just above the microphone. And click on that. I'm doing that now. Okay, and you're going to see the my different shows that I'll be on the radio with here. And then scroll down. And you're going past the little blinking flower there. And underneath that is this beautiful light beam. And what we're going to do now is energize her. And so what she's going to do is bring in her divine essence energy from the creation light ship into this photograph. And she'll become three-dimensional. Typically, you're going to probably see her eyes emit more light. You may see more light out of her forehead. You may see the colors on the light rays around her change. And you may see her lift off the page, become three-dimensional. So right now I'm connecting with her, and she's coming down. She's going to come into each one of your computer screens here, your monitor. She's saying it's going to take about a half a minute for her to start this transformation of her energy onto your screen here. There she's beginning right now. There, now she's starting to put her energy into the screen. There she's coming, okay. I see her smiling a little bit here. And just look at her. Blink your eyes, if you would, a little bit here. That way it'll change the frames and you're going to be able to get a different perspective. Okay. And there, she's looking very beautiful. On my screen, she's kind of like lifting off, coming floating out toward me a little bit. Has a lot more depth behind her, like her face is coming off of the monitor screen here. She's smiling. I see that smile, the expression of and the energy of her smiling. She's emitting love energy right now. I see the color rays changing around her forehead there as they get transmitted around off of her. And what I want you to do now is just request healing from her. Remember, she's from the light ship, and she's here actually physically with her spirit into this photograph. So this is actually a living photograph right now of her. And I'll just be quiet here. If someone would like to call in maybe in a minute or two and tell me what they feel or see or saw, that would be wonderful too. So, but I'm going to mute the line for about a minute here and request inside of your head healings from her. And she'll do what she can to help you. And she's a light being from the creation light ship, and she's also a doctor. She's telling me she's going to be working with our hearts now, taking away heart pain, anxieties if we have any there, and filling our hearts full of love. So I'll be back in a minute. and she's now going to transmit the frequency of peace into us right now. So I'll be back in about a minute here. And again, just ask for healings inside of your head, and she'll do what she can to help you. And you may feel her energy coming into your complete living room, wherever you are right now. And for myself, I'm just very excited and happy to do these shows and to bring her presence in. It's just wonderful for me. And my whole heart area is completely light. It feels very open. So I'll let you have your own experience here, but this is what I'm experiencing here. Just a lot of love energy coming in. Okay, so she'll be on your screen if you don't close the screen out, okay? She'll stay on there with your energy. And she tells me that she'll be with you until half past the hour to help you out with healings. So if you don't close down, she'll stay on there, okay? And for me, this is just very, very special. And the Creation Light Ship is the ship that's doing the ascension process here. Like I said, it comes once every 2,000 years, and these light beings do this energy work. And they're from creation, so they're not 3D or 4D or 5D or whatever else is here. They're true creation energies coming. And the masters all came from and were created from the Creation Light Ship, and they come down through the different dimensions. And then they eventually come here. And different people who do channeling can connect with some of their energies at different dimensions. And the truth factor on what they're being told is how high they go. And very few people can even go to the Creation Light Ship. In fact, I don't think anybody actually can at this time. But so that's why different people doing channelings have different energies. Some people channel Archangel Michael, some channel Saint Germain. You know, those are the two probably favorite ones, and there's naturally Mother Mary and Jesus. And it just depends where they are in their consciousness and how much work they've done on themselves and how they view or what their filter system is and how cleaned out they are to how pure these energies are going to be. So to most people, I think they just started off with plugging into something, and it may be 3D energy. There's different levels of third dimension. So they may go to the middle of third dimensional energy and plug into, we'll say, Archangel Michael, and maybe they're working on the Ouija board or something, or sitting back, attempting to connect somehow in their consciousness, go into some type of sub-reality, and they connect with this being, and it could be 100% that being, or it could be an entity claiming to be the being. It depends on how cleaned out they are and how much light they're holding to how much they can resonate to this being and have the being resonate back to them. So they can get good information and also erroneous stuff. I don't do any channeling myself. I just bring the energies in for you. That way you get your own answers and you're on your own spiritual path. And so that's why a lot of the people who do channeling, their information will be conflicting sometimes. Or they may get some great information about something's going to happen in a week from now, and then it never happens because they're not really plugged in strong enough to the energy. And the divine only works in the now. That's the main thing that you need to know. Anything that deals with predictions or anything else, that's typically energies that are not of the light, not of 100% light, because the light only works in the now. And that's how you tell. So that's, and then also with myself, what I do is I instruct everyone to go to their own guidance inside of themselves. This is what all the different teachings kind of boil down to. If you get rid of the dogma, go down, get into your heart center. I want to do that for you right now. So just sit back and relax and take a deep breath. And what we're going to do is have the light ship help you. We're going to take your waking consciousness, your thoughts, which is all that we have. We do our thinking. And we're going to take this awakening consciousness and go from our head down into our heart center. So here we go. And I'm going to count to 10. This is going to be done probably about 4 or 5 times. And you're going to find that you're going to feel your consciousness move into your heart. This is where you should be all the time for your spiritual guidance. If you go into your head for spiritual guidance, more than likely you're going to pick up an entity. And a lot of people do channeling inside of their head, getting entities, and or thinking they're communicating with the divine or these divine beings, you know, Archangel Michael, Mother Mary, Saint Germain, Jesus, etc. You want to go into your heart center. That's where they're going to connect to only. So here we go. And this is a little technique that the ship is going to do for you here. So just visualize, if you like, an elevator going down. We'll be on the 10th floor inside of your head. And we're going to bring that and drop your consciousness down to the first floor, which will be in your heart. So here we go. And I'll just count backwards. And they're ready to work with you. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And here we go again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time to secure you in there. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so what you can do now is get your own spiritual guidance. You're now in your heart center. You should feel like your heart now has ears on it and also lips. So when you can speak now from your heart. But you can listen also from your heart also. And this is where you want to get your guidance. And now connect with your spirit that we brought in stronger for you. It feels like most people are about 70% in their bodies, which is very, very, very good. And so you can do this now, and I'll be back in about a minute. And ask your particular questions that you have. And get your guidance. See you back in about a minute. Okay. So we're going to go up to the creation light ship for a couple of minutes here. So I'm going to have the light ship beings connect with you right now. We'll have Janina come. She's the commander. You may feel a presence around you. And we're going to go into one of the rooms for healing right now. So if you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring up, think of them right now in your consciousness. And now we're going up out of time, and we're there. Our pets and animals are going to a special healing ship that deal with animals, a beautiful light ship. And now we're going into the next room, which is the room that's going to be checking out to see who we are. We're going into the room that checks our DNA. And now we're going into the orientation room. And right now, they're doing a body scan on us, and we're talking with our doctor teams. And they're conversing with us, telling us what our problems are. And right now, we're going into the next room, which is just one room that we're going to be going into tonight. This room's going to help us release physical body pain. So if you have any pain in your body, just request that right now. And we'll be in there for about a minute before we come back here. We're in many other rooms right now, too. I see them working with ankles. I see them working with teeth. I see them working with our spine. I see they're working with somebody has a bladder infection. They're working with that right now. I'm seeing somebody with a sore shoulder. I'm seeing somebody with maybe athlete's feet or something. They're working with that. So they're doing quite a bit of work right now. Remember, we're out of time, and we're up there talking with the light beam doctors. And now it's time to come back here. I don't want to go over my show time here. So we're coming back now. We have our animals and pets with us. And so they work very quickly. And hope you all had your healings tonight. My phone number is toll-free if you wish to call me. It's 1-877, and it's E.T. Heals, H-E-A-L-S. And I hope you all had your beautiful healing tonight. And you can look at the light beam and ask for more healings for about the next half an hour. So this is Ron in the Creation Light Ship. And hope you've had your healings and keep asking and work with the light beam. And I'll see you again on Saturday evening if you wish to come on. And that's at 9 o'clock. Have a wonderful evening and goodbye.